three overtime loss for the Blue Brigade. They'll look to bounce back on Friday in Prince Albert, back home Saturday. We're now speaking with Pat's assistant coach Ken Schneider on the Leader post-game show. Kenny, tough pill to swallow, I think, for everybody, including obviously you guys, who I'm sure are feeling it the most, as well as the players. But how would you describe this game? Because it looked like you guys were the better team.
Yeah, I think we were all pleased with our performance, in the sense that we came to play today. It was a complete turnaround from the other night, obviously. And, So I give our guys credit for that. We really did play hard tonight. If we could execute a little bit better on the power play a bit. And, late in the game, that experience, for them to score late like that, I thought we'd locked it down pretty good, And then, of course, at the end, we give up that late goal and then the penalty in overtime.
Well, is that just what happens when you're playing a team with such skill? I mean, you look at the four guys that they had out there in overtime. Those are four of the top players in the Western Conference.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how it goes. And those good players, they score easier than most players. So, that makes it that much more difficult. And that's where we're trying to get to.
Well, that tying goal that they scored, I was just shocked how he was able to find Keller at the far side. I mean, that's just another example of, the top players that they have. That Herbert player is a good player in itself. But, Kenny, overall, I wanted to ask you about Deschamps defensively today. I thought he added a big energy boost to your team this afternoon.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's the one thing about Dayton. He's always going to bring energy to the game. And he's going to play hard, and he's going to make the opponent aware, his awareness out there. He's going to make them aware that he's out there, and he's going to be physical. And he's a guy that we count on for that energy, and he was real good tonight.
Ken, we hadn't seen a ton of Kelton Pine so far early on in this regular season. Outside of that first goal, how did you think he responded today?
Yeah, I thought Kelton did a really darn good job. The way the year started for him with those two finger issues, and that really kind of sets a guy back. And I thought he did a really good job. That's tough after you've been haven't played for so long, and with our schedule the way it is, it's hard to get goalies in because of the playing once a week, twice a week kind of thing. But I quite like Kelton's game today.
We talked about Adonta, and I did. At one point in the game, Maddox Schultz was 9 for 10 in the faceoff circle. Oftentimes for young guys, it's difficult in the circle. What does that say about him outside of his offensive game that he can have that kind of success in the dot?
Yeah, it's funny you'd mention that, because I track all the faceoffs on the bench during the game. And for Maddox, I thought, the first few games in the season, he was struggling in that particular area. But that's the kind of player he is. He will take notice of it, and he will work at it. And he was unbelievable in the face-off circle tonight. He was cleaning up on veteran players and beating them consistently.
Yeah, that's crazy. He finished with 4 shots on goal, had an assist on the tying goal, was 14 for 17 on faceoffs. Kenny, he only lost 3 faceoffs in the entire game.
Yeah, it blows my mind. And just the things that he says on the bench during the game about the way the game needs to be played, and whether he's encouraging our guy or whether he's, making our guys accountable for, playing the right way. Like, 15 years old, and he's bang on. As a coach, you don't have to say a thing. Just let him do his thing.
Well, I look at just how you guys wanted to play late in the game, and I saw, Brad Haroff's facial expression. We can kind of hear a little bit what he was talking about on the bench, but... I wanted you to explain maybe to the listener on what types of things you guys are saying to the players on the bench. Obviously, you don't want to not try to score and just sit back and let them bring the puck up the ice and then dump it back down. But you have to be a little bit careful with the plays that you're making, managing the puck and different things like that. And I thought Maddox is a prime example of, when he was out there late in the game, he wasn't chasing his first WHL goal. He was trying to lock down the game for you guys.
Yeah, I think... just being responsible is the key, late in the game when you're up a goal and you're trying to preserve a win. Obviously, when you're in the opponent's end, you really need to have that third forward high, keep the puck below their goal line, and don't just throw pucks blind. If you don't have a play to make, then just play with it down low and below the goal line. And you know, and simple things like getting the puck out in your own zone. Like, don't be afraid if we have to ice the puck, we ice the puck and start over again. And a couple of times where we got into our own zone on faceoffs and just not being in a hurry to get into the faceoff circle. Yes, they've got the quick whistle thing, but be organized so that everybody knows who they're taking and where they have to go next. So, yeah, there's a few things like that. Obviously, you know, gain the red line. Make sure that, you know, if you've got puck possession on your side of center, get to that red line. Get the puck below their goal line. Make them have to skate 200 feet to make a play to get to score the goal.
Ken, I just want to ask you, what kind of positive effect can it have on the group to go down 2-0 but then score 3 unanswered like that? Obviously, it doesn't end the way you want it to, but to have that battle back mentality.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a harder thing to obtain when you're trying to, you know, become a better team. And, you know, I thought our resilience was really good tonight, and we played tenacious. We played really hard tonight, and I give our guys credit for that. Unfortunately, it didn't turn into 2 points, but we did escape with one, and I don't think that's probably the wrong word, escape, because I thought for the most part we outplayed the opponent tonight.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you. We're speaking with Pat's assistant coach Ken Schneider. Maybe last question before I let you go. Colton Bridgman, I know it wasn't the greatest game for the team on Saturday, but I thought he was maybe one of the bright spots outside of Marek Schlenker on Saturday night. And then today, there's one in particular play that I saw. You guys are in the middle of a line change, and Bridgie gets to center, dumps it in, realizes that he has a chance to get in behind the defender, and pins it up on four guys in the right corner so that you guys can get set up and the puck is deep in their zone. Is that just an example of his awareness, his hockey sense, and just how important he is for your team?
Yeah, I would agree. I thought Colton played really well the other night. And there was a few guys. It wasn't the whole team, but tonight again he's, you know, he's really taking on that leadership role. He's been in the league now for a while, so his experience counts, and you know, we're going to rely on him to defend well throughout the season.
Good stuff, Kenny. Thanks for doing this, and good luck this coming weekend.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.